the rest of the story. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Mr. Jeremy Pinchot, arch-conservative. Jeremy is active in Republican politics. The men he most admires are Reagan and Bush, and Goldwater and Nixon. He is anti-welfare state, anti-gun control, anti-abortion. Jeremy likes it like it was, old movies and old mores. But Jeremy himself is not old. Jeremy is 16. He is a sophomore at Hamanasset High in Bilford, Connecticut. Now, the Hamanasset School is a small private high school which was founded during the Vietnam era. It is a progressive, a liberal institution. There have been clubs at Hamanasset dedicated to the peace movement, to nuclear limitation, to the alleviation of world hunger. Well, now, for the first time at that school, there's a Young Republicans Club, thanks to Jeremy Pinchot. He helped to establish it. He is also Connecticut State Chairman for Republican Youth Under 18. Normally, Republican youth is age 18 to 40, but an exception was made and a new group was formed for Jeremy. As yet unable to vote, he still campaigns vigorously for conservative Republican candidates for state offices. He has started a right-wing newsletter at his school called the Hamanasset Conservative Journal. His favorite author is Richard Nixon. At an age when youngsters are supposed to be traumatized by the threat of nuclear war, Jeremy fears only the possibility of a nuclear freeze. He says people should bear in mind that nuclear weapons have kept us at peace for 40 years. As a youngster, Jeremy subscribed to a gun magazine. He liked to dress up in military fatigues and wear camouflage grease on his face. "I hate communism," Jeremy once announced to his family when he was six. Reactionary Jerry has two friends, two best friends, and sometimes he worries about them. Their names are Cindy and Peter. Cindy sings in a rock band. She's also a regular at a weekly anti-nuclear arms vigil in the Guildford Town Center. Peter is older. He's currently pursuing a master's in environmental studies at Yale, has also been involved with the controversial Creed Scientology. Both Cindy and Peter are philosophically very, very liberal. They are always demonstrating for this or that left-wing cause. They are always speaking out or acting up. Jeremy admires Cindy and Peter as intelligent, and he defends their right to protest. But what he'd really like to do is to convince them of how wrong they are about practically everything. So Jeremy will continue to be a good example and hope for the best, even though Cindy and Peter are fairly set in their ways. You see, these two best friends of reactionary Jerry Pinchot, Cindy and Peter Pinchot, are his mother and father. How such liberal parents begat and nurtured such a conservative son is a family mystery. One might cite youthful rebellion, were the Pinchots not now as always so close and loving. But the fact remains, in Guildford, Connecticut, there is a young Republican who grew up with anything but Republicans. A young boy whose favorite author is Nixon. A young boy who hates communism, even though he was reared in a commune. In a commune. And now you know the rest of the story.
Harvey's right.
Well, Harvey, you know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.